Woke up this morning, I saw the Bitcoin consolidation, and actually I had a sense of relief. But actually, I looked at my phone and I was like, great, Bitcoin is consolidating. Because what you want in a move like this is you don't want Bitcoin to go straight up. You want it to form a little bullish pattern here to almost consolidate before you go up, and you want the RSIs to come down. And so when I saw the market looking like this, I was like, this is exactly what I actually anticipated. And now I'm getting that actual relief. But I don't want to spend too much time talking about Bitcoin today. I want to spend a lot of time talking about the charges that were brought against Pavel Durov, because the founder of Telegram. Because these charges are very, very, very serious charges. And I think we need to speak about what these charges actually mean for us and what they actually mean for crypto, because there's massive implications here. I think that's what we're going to be spending most of the shows about. Also, I think we should touch on the fact that Russian lawmakers actually believe that Biden is behind the Pavel Durov arrest. So I think we've got a lot to talk about today, and we'll talk about also how it affects crypto. So let's get this show going, guys. I see someone in the chat saying we should try and get Godzilla. Would blow Godzilla for the banter bags. Maybe we should try and get Godzilla in the banter bags. That's what we're going to try and do. Get you guys some Godzilla tokens in the banter bags. Anyway, listen, big show today, guys. Big show today. Big day today as well. Very big day today. I'm not going to tell you why it's a big day today. All I'm going to say to you is that if you're not already subscribed to this channel, you need to hurry up. You need to hurry up. We're getting very close to that 1 million subscribers. If you are here today and you're here for the alpha, then all I'm asking you to do is to smash the like button, because that's like that's what drives me. I come here low energy, and then you get likes, and then the more likes you give me, the more energy I get. And by the end of the show, I'm fucking either revved up or I'm like depressed as fuck because you guys didn't like my show. Anyway, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the day, because there's a lot of stuff that I want to discuss with you today. I mean, we can spend a little bit of time on the Bitcoin price, but as I said to you, woke up this morning, looked at the price, saw this was a healthy consolidation. You're not just going to go on a straight line up. Every time you have a move up, you always have a consolidation. This is one of those healthy consolidations. Let the RSIs consolidate. Let the chart consolidate. I woke up. I actually posted immediately in front runners. I said we went from 49K to 65K relatively quickly. Woke up this morning, said, okay, I'm still adding to some alt positions. I'm going to show you the alt positions that I'm actually adding to and why I'm adding to those alt positions. I'm not the only one who's seeing the consolidation. Like, I think all the big guys are saying, look, we need a consolidation. Crypto Jelly says we need to just stay above this level over here, which is, I think we just have to stay over 60,000, which I kind of agree. I also kind of agree that this big cup and handle, this 3-year cup and handle, is in the making. And I think that we're going to get the big breakout soon. I like this tweet from Dan Crypto, where he said the markets are now at a place where all the short-term price hunters have basically left. They're not here anymore. And so the people that are here are investors, and investors care less about short price movements. So you're going to get less volatility or short-term volatility in the market, because what's going to happen is the people that are here, we're long-term investors. If you're a short-term investor, you've been shaken out. And long-term investors have different investment criteria. I mean, you can see, if you look at the Bitcoin ETFs, these are long-term investors. And if you just look at the numbers in terms of the sheer magnitude of the ETFs, you got in the last 8 days, almost $800 million flowing into the ETF. So really, really, really consolidation in the market. I'm looking at the stablecoin supply. The stablecoin supply is looking very healthy. All of the stablecoin supply is basically going up. And I looked at this tweet. It says in 2 months, the Fed will cut rates. CZ will be back. Now, I don't think CZ back is anything to do with crypto. In fact, I don't really believe that CZ is going to come back into crypto. I think he's going to come out of prison, and I think he's going to pretty much avoid being in crypto. I think Binance is in really good hands. I think when people tell you CZ's back and the market's going to fly, I don't believe it's going to happen. Fed will cut rates. I think that's a given. FTX will distribute $12 billion worth of cash. Some of that $12 billion will get into the hands of DJs like you and I. Mt. Gox selling pretty much stopped, and hopefully Trump will be president. In fact, what we know is that we know before elections, markets actually start running. And I think that this is exactly what's going to happen. We're going to be 69 days before the elections, and markets are pretty much going to start running because they run every time before elections, because people campaign around better economies, and in this case they're campaigning to be more favorable towards crypto, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just really good for stock markets and for risk assets pretty much in general. Speaking of elections, you may remember that we spoke about this tweet where we said that RFK said that President Trump is going to be adding more Democrats to his campaign. Remember that? So RFK said that that President Trump is going to be adding more Democrats to his campaign. Well, that actually happened yesterday. We had Tulsi Gabbard. How do you pronounce that? Tulsi Gabbard. She actually, I mean, she's a lifelong Democrat, and she has now basically crossed over. And
listen to what she said. Join me in doing all that we can to save our country and elect President Donald J. Trump and send him back to the White House to do the tough work of saving our country and serving the people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
So she's now fully 100% behind Donald Trump. You've also got RFK. I mean, you can actually see RFK is the one that actually tweeted this. And so to me, it feels like there's a lot of momentum behind Trump and behind the Trump campaign. But I don't know, when I look at the poly markets and I look at the polls, they're basically saying Kamala is ahead in five of the swing states. So to be honest, I don't really know if I agree with what's going on with the stats. The reason why I'm not sure if I agree with what's going on with the stats is because how can you be in a position where you're getting so much momentum behind the Republicans and Kamala still 50-50 in lead? I guess this is going to be one of those things that comes down to the wire, and we'll know on the night, and hopefully this time it'll be a clean election. And I know now it's going to get my YouTube video banned because you're not going to talk about election interference. But either way, we know ahead of the elections, things are going to run. And as Murad says, it can't be as simple as it's like, you know, always the same. I mean, maybe it will be. Maybe it will be exactly the same. Anyway, speaking of Democrats, speaking of elections, as I said to you at the beginning of the show, Russian lawmaker believes that Biden is behind the Pavel Durov arrest. One of Russia's senior allies said that Washington was behind the arrest of Pavel Durov's Telegram CEO at the airport. I'm only going to try and pronounce this name. If you can pronounce the name, you can try and do it at your home. Vyacheslav. Vyacheslav.
Yeah.
Vyacheslav Volodin, the chairman of Russia's State Duma. He says Telegram is one of the few and at the same time the largest internet platforms over which the U.S. has no influence. On the eve of the U.S. presidential election, it's important for Biden to take Telegram under control. Macron claims the arrest was in no way a political decision. That's true, because just before the charges came out, Macron came out and he said, I've seen false information following the arrest. I'm not even trying to try and say it. France is deeply committed to freedom of expression, which is in a state-owned and governed by the rule of law, freedoms are upheld within a legal framework, both on social media and in real life, to protect citizens and respect their fundamental rights. It is up to the jury in full independence to enforce the law. The arrest of president of Telegram on French soil took part as part of an ongoing investigation, and it is in no way a political decision. It's up to the judge to rule on the matter. Okay, so he's basically saying, look, I know I've been on Twitter. I've read what you guys are saying about France. It's not true. This is not a politically motivated thing. This is all about the judicial system, and the government and France is all about freedom of speech. Bullshit. We all know France is not about freedom of speech. Because then half an hour later, the charges actually came out. Remember, we were looking for these charges. Now, to be honest, these charges are everything that I expected and as scary as I expected. I want to go through the charges with you because I think it's very, very, very important. So it says, this comes out from the judicial, the prosecutor of the Republic in Paris. And it says, Pavel Durov, founder and CEO of the instant messaging app of Telegram, was arrested at the airport in the outskirts of Paris on Saturday the 24th and then taken into custody at 8 p.m. This measure comes in context of a judicial investigation opened 8th of July 2024 following a preliminary inquiry initiated by Sexton J13 Fight Against Cybercrime. So this is a cybercrime thing. The judicial investigation was opened against person named on charges of complicity, web mastering an online platform in order to enable illegal transactions in an organized group. So they're blaming him for creating a platform to enable illegal transactions in an organized group. Refusal to communicate at the request of competent authorities information or documents necessary for carrying out and operating interceptions allowed by the law. So refusing to allow the law to intercept the thing. Ah, I see people wishing me happy birthday. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Very much appreciated. Much love to all of you. Happy birthday, Ran Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy. I like that one. Complicity, possessing pornographic images of minors. Basically, every single charge that has actually been committed on the platform, they are blaming you for. Complicity, acquiring, transporting, possessing, offering, and or selling of narcotic substances. Complicity, selling, offering, and making available without legitimate reason equipment, tools, programs, or data engineered or adapted to get access and damage to the operation of an automated data processing system. Complicity, organized fraud. Basically, any fraud that's happening on the platform, they're blaming him for. Criminal association with a view to committing a crime or an offensive punishable by more than 5 or 10 years of imprisonment. So they're blaming him for just general crimes. Laundering of proceeds derived from organized groups, offenses, and crimes. So now they're saying all the money that you've made is from organized groups, offenses, and crimes. You're in for money laundering. Providing cryptology services aiming to ensure confidentiality without certified declaration. So they don't mean cryptocurrencies here. They mean he's using cryptography to cryptographically protect Telegram messages. Providing a cryptology tool not solely ensuring authentication or integrity monitoring without declaration. Importing a cryptology tool ensuring authentication or integrity monitoring without prior declaration. The investigation in the magistrate court. So these are all the charges. Effectively, what they've said is, listen, you're running an app. We don't have control of the app. You haven't reported your cryptology services to the app. And therefore, all crimes which are happening on the app, we are now actually blaming you for every single one of those crimes. Okay. Number one, I want to say that you can see that this is an attack. You can see that this is an attack on free speech. And you can see that this is something that is very, very, very orchestrated. You can see that this is not France acting alone. This is France acting on behalf of someone. Now, is that someone, Joe Biden? I don't know if it's Joe Biden. But you can see that this is a coordinated effort by the powers that be, the deep state, the EU, whoever it is, to make sure that they limit what we can and can't say and what you can and can't think. Because what they want is they want the opportunity to get involved, censor, get information, get the keys to the cryptography that is in a messenger app. Now, this is not a transaction app. This is just, bear in mind that this is just around sending messages from one person to another. That is like almost saying, if you create a messenger app and people chat in the messenger app, you are responsible for all the crimes committed. I mean, I read some funny posts. I think this is one of the funny ones. I mean, it's funny, haha, but not funny. But it's almost the same as blaming Toyota for the crimes of the Taliban because they do all use Toyota Hilux buckies. And is it called the Hilux in Romania, this car? What's this car called in Romania? Yes. Yeah, we call them the missile launchers. They're missile launcher cars. DeFi Dad says, thank God criminals don't use iPhone, texting, laptops, Gmail, Facebook, Google, YouTube. Hate to see all these founders get arrested. They won't get arrested, and we'll talk about why they won't get arrested. Anyway, turns out that Pavel is accused of not cooperating with authorities. And right now, as I said, I think the charges are very, very, very scary. They have very far-reaching implications. It basically means that in the EU and in the deep state and potentially in the West, if you do things that governments don't like or don't control or can't control, then you risk actually going to jail. That's pretty much what this whole thing actually means. And it's a disincentive for anyone to work on anything related to cryptography, because what you're seeing here is you're seeing that this is a messenger app. What are they going to do when they get to the payment apps? What are they going to do when they get to the protocols that allow people? Now, we saw the founder of Tornado Cash, which is a privacy app, a mixer app. We saw him getting arrested, and he's busy fighting a big legal battle. Now, he doesn't have billions and billions and billions of dollars like Pavel Durov actually has. We know he has $100 million in Bitcoin, and he has a whole lot of other money, obviously. He has his Telegram shares. He owns 100% of Telegram. I'm sure he's made some other money. Anyway, here's where it is. For now, his prison sentence or his jail detention has been extended by 96 hours. I have heard that there is a high chance of this guy not actually getting bail. Why? because he's a high flight risk. He's a citizen of three countries. He's a citizen of Dubai, he's a citizen of Russia, and he's a citizen of France. That makes him a flight risk. The guy has a private jet, the guy has a lot of money. And so I think they're going to be very, very, very nervous to actually let him out there. The big irony is that just after he was arrested, 3 days after he was arrested, Macron himself actually checked Telegram. These politicians are actually using Telegram. And they're complaining that it's not censored enough. Maybe they don't want their censorship to actually be seen. Another thing is Russia and the UAE are both now fighting to see evidence and to help this guy. Now, you know, look, if it was me and you arrested, I don't think that like our governments would like really give two fucks. But when it's a billionaire that's arrested, now it becomes a political thing. Now, what France is saying to the government of Russia and the government of the UAE is these guys are requesting to visit him, to have consular visits, to know exactly what the charges are about, etc. And France is basically saying, no, hold on a second. He is a resident and a citizen of France, and as such, that is his primary residency and his primary citizenship. We don't owe you anything. That is currently where it is. A couple of things that you should pay attention to. Number one, the chance that Telegram being banned in any EU country, 12%. So let's keep watching that. I don't know if they want to ban Telegram as much as they want to keep it going, but they want censorship and they want to be able to read the messages. They don't want to stop you from messaging. That's not what they want to do. They just want to know exactly, they want the option to see exactly who you're messaging, when you're messaging, so that, of course, they can protect you, because without, it is for your protection that the European government wants to be able to tap into your messages. I was just thinking, if I lived in Europe and the European government logged into my Telegram and they saw some of the dirty meme coins that I was entering, bro, they would laugh their fucking heads off. They would sit there and go, no, he didn't buy that meme coin. No, tell me he didn't buy that meme coin, chicken with fish hat. I mean, can you imagine if they got access to your Telegram? Can you imagine what they would see? Tell me in the chat what they would see if they got access to your Telegram. What's like the dirtiest thing that they would see? I'll tell you mine in a bit. Is Pavel Durov actually going to be released? He is going to be released. 77% chance he's going to be released. I saw a tweet by my man Marty Party. Let's we could just go to Marty Party. He said that Marty Party. My man Marty Party said what did he say? He said for sure that may be released as soon as Wednesday, say French prosecutors. What's today? Tuesday. So he may be released as soon as tomorrow. A lot of people asking me about the Telegram price. Telegram price holding strong. Why is Telegram price holding strong? Because Telegram very, very, very tightly held by Wales and by Pavel Durov himself, probably. And I don't think they're going to be selling. So I'm still in my Telegram trade. In fact, I think that we've seen the most of the panic and actually landed up buying more. But I want to give you, in light of what's going on, I really want to give you two warnings that I think you need to understand, very, very, very important. I tweeted about this yesterday and I'm going to repeat it again today. When you do something that the government doesn't like, the biggest tool that they have is to freeze your accounts. And they freeze your accounts everywhere. They freeze your accounts at banks. They freeze your accounts at crypto exchanges. They freeze all of your accounts. And if you're asking whether or not they can freeze your accounts, yes, guys, they can freeze your accounts and they do freeze your accounts. You saw Andrew Tate, they not only froze all his bank accounts, but they also took all his cars. They literally drove to his house and took every single one of his cars. I'm begging you. I don't care whether you use my link, even use BitBoy's link. That's how much I'm begging you. I don't mind if you use my link, Josh's link, BitBoy's link. I don't care whose link you use. I'm begging you to take your money off exchanges. And I'm begging you to have some money in a cold storage wallet, on a ledger, anything, a ledger, a Trez. I don't care what you do. If you want to buy a ledger, go and buy one of these new ledgers. Number one, they look fucking amazing, as you can see. Number two, best $300 or $250 you ever spent. They were designed by the designer of the Apple iPhone and the iPod. There is a link over here. If you click on the show over here, If you do this, you're going to get, not only are you going to get the best deal on a ledger, but you're also going to support the channel. Right now, I don't care about supporting the channel. Right now, guys, this is a real thing. One day, you will do something wrong. If you live in Europe, one day you will tweet something, you will social message something, you will do something, and the government will want to question you. And when they do want to question you, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to freeze your bank accounts. And then you need to be able to pay lawyers, you need to have money to spend on food, to do whatever you need to do. Please get your money off exchanges. You think the crypto exchanges are safe. You are not safe. You are not safe on a crypto exchange. Because the crypto exchange, especially now, they're all trying to comply. They will get a mail, like the banks get a mail, to say, please freeze Josh's account. And that's it. That's the end of it. No access. Please go and do it. Don't delay. Do it today. Remember your 12 words. Do whatever you need to do, but get your money off exchanges. Don't wait until it's a rainy day to buy an umbrella, because umbrellas are very expensive. That's the first thing I'm saying to you. The second thing that I'm doing to protect you is very simple. Look, the EU could win this case against Telegram. What are they asking for in this case against Telegram? If you read between the lines here, what are they actually asking for? They're asking for control. They're asking for surveillance. They're asking for information. That's what they want. They want to know that if they want information, they can get information. That's what they're saying. Because what they said, I'm trying to find what it is, but they said something like not giving them the information that they wanted. Refusal to communicate at the request of competent authorities information or documents necessary for carrying out and operating interceptions allowed by the law. Okay. Information. Let me ask you a question. Assuming that you live in the EU and assuming France wins this. This is not France, by the way. This is the EU. This is like France is in the EU. They win in the EU, and all of a sudden, the Telegram data becomes public. Telegram, WhatsApp, I don't care. The Telegram data becomes public. What happens? The first thing that they do is they say, we want all information relating to all residents regarding in the EU. Telegram say, but we don't know the address of the people that live in the EU, because, you know, we're a messenger app. And as a messenger app, we don't ask people where they live. What does the government then say to Telegram? The government then says to Telegram, we don't care that you're a messenger app. You know the IP address of every person that goes onto Telegram, right? Therefore, give us all information with European IP addresses. Okay. At this stage, I'm going to say the following to you. If you are living your life without a VPN these days, if you are surfing crypto without a VPN these days, you are giving away your IP address. I strongly recommend that you take out a VPN as soon as possible. I also strongly recommend that you take out a NordVPN. Why? Because you get double VPN. The only one that I know that gives you double VPN, double protection. Again, I'm saying, I don't care whether you use my link. I'm over shitting you guys' links, but I don't care whether you use my link, BitBoy's link. I don't give a shit whose link. Sign up with a VPN, pay $3 a month, get the double VPN privacy with the $3 a month. Every time you use your phone, when you use your phone, just put the VPN on, guys. It slows you down a little bit. Every VPN slows you down a little bit, but it's worth it. It's worth it. It stops hacks. And now you're seeing that the governments actually just want your information. Anyway, rant over. I really, 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 really hope you listen. Don't wait until it's too late, guys. Anyway, I did tweet yesterday and I said, you know, it's so funny that Zuckerberg hasn't made a single comment about Durov's arrest. Obviously, I thought to myself, hold on, Zuckerberg hasn't commented because the reason why Zuckerberg hasn't commented is because he's actually gaining, because if they do shut down Telegram or if they do make Telegram less secure, who's the person that gains the most? Zuckerberg. Also, who was the guy that we all know sold his soul to the Democrats? We know Facebook and Google sold their soul to Democrats. But up until now, we kind of like knew. But now we know. Okay, like we like knew. But now we know. Because yesterday, as soon as I published this, it's almost like he was watching my Twitter. By the way, I think he does follow me on Twitter, but not from his real account, from his alias account. I'm telling you. Because I'll tell you, you can see, look at the time that I posted this at 9:09 p.m. And then look at the time when he posted his. They're also like 9:09 p.m. He posted a letter, right? In his letter, I mean, you got to read this letter, and it's almost, to be honest, it's unbelievable what this letter says. It's unbelievable. It's, well, it's not unbelievable. It's very believable, but it's unbelievable to think that he actually did it. He says, "Dear Chairman Jordan, I appreciate the committee's interest in content moderation on online platforms. As you are aware, Meta has produced thousands of documents as part of your investigation and made dozens of employees available for transcribed interviews. Further to our cooperation with your investigation, I welcome the opportunity to share. There's a lot of talk right now about how the US government interacts with companies like Meta, and I want to be clear about our position. Our platforms are for everyone. We're promoting free speech and helping each other and helping people connect in a safe and secure way. As part of this, we regularly hear back from governments around the world and around blah, blah, blah. In 2021, officials from the Biden administration, including the White House, repeatedly pressured our teams for months to censor certain COVID content, including humor and satire, and expressed a lot of frustrations with our teams when we didn't agree. Ultimately, it's our decision whether or not to take the content down, and we own our decisions, including COVID-19 related changes that we made to our enforcement in wake of this pressure. I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it. I also think that we made some choices with the benefits, which we regret. I also think we made some choices with the benefit of hindsight and new information we wouldn't make today. Like I said, our teams at the time, I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from administration in any direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again. In a separate situation, the FBI warned us about potential Russian disinformation campaign operation about the Biden family and Burisma in the lead-up to 2020 elections. That fall, when we saw the New York Post reporting on corruption allegations involving then-Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden's family, we sent that story to fact-checkers for review and temporarily demotivated it, waiting for reply. It's since been made clear that reporting was not Russian disinformation, and in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story. We've changed our policies and processes to make sure this doesn't happen again. For instance, we will no longer temporarily demote things the US while there's fact checking. Okay, the guys basically come out and said, "I was wrong. We succumbed to pressure from the US government. And I was wrong." Now, why the hell did he do that? So PBD, Patrick Bet David, he says, look, either he's being honorable, nah, or he's had enough of the Democrats. Possible. Elon Musk had enough. He did say that he respected Donald Trump for the fist. I think he was being interviewed by, was it Joe Rogan? Lex, was one of them. He's getting ahead of a whistleblower. Either way, Zuck has now maybe pivoted to the other side. It seems like he's also had enough of the Dems who don't like free speech. I mean, this is J.D. Vance.
I think we need to push back.
Not J.D. Vance. This is Welts.
Back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
The Dems don't like free speech. I can tell you. You can see the Democrats don't like free speech. Someone asking, are the banter bags still in play? Bro, the banter bags are in play. If you have been a subscriber to the channel and are subscribed to Banter Plus. If you're not subscribed to the channel, you're not subscribed to Banter Plus, the banter bags aren't in play for you, bro. If you are, the banter bags are in play for you. That's basically how it works. Anyway, let's move on to some altcoin news. Obviously, they're going to consolidate. Josh, this bubble just popped up again, bro. I've popped it like 800,000 times. Obviously, the altcoins aren't looking great. They're not going to look great on a day when Bitcoin's consolidating. We need a healthy consolidation. Akash is looking quite good. Why? Because they are NVIDIA earnings, and because they seem to actually have a integration into NVIDIA. So Nadir Khalil, director of dev tech for NVIDIA, confirmed Akash integration into NVIDIA's product, Brev. You have partnerships, we have integration. So there might actually be an integration here. That's the first thing. In terms of other altcoins, remember I said to you that this was peak FUD on ETH. Now, ETH is coming back down to peak FUD again at this level. Now, what's going on here? ETH is just very, very, very weak. ETH BTC looks like dog shit. And now Vitalik is tweeting around DeFi, and he's basically dissing DeFi, saying that DeFi, like, where is the yield coming from? That's what he's basically asking, where is the yield coming from? And then, like, a lot of people on Twitter saying Vitalik is not wrong about DeFi, Vitalik is correct, DeFi is a casino. Vitalik just ousted the entire DeFi scheme. Ethereum would have been nothing without DeFi. People are saying, very strange that he'd go have a go at DeFi when DeFi is basically all that Ethereum has. I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, I listened to a podcast with Kyle Samani. It's on Bankless. I really think that everybody should listen to this. Kyle's one of the smartest guys I've ever met, and he really disses Ethereum. And I really think it's worth listening to. Now, have I sold all my Ethereum? No, I'm not going to sell all my Ethereum. I'm holding a small position. Why am I holding a small position? Because, number one, I believe that for TradFi, they don't have the option like us to get into Arweave and Phantom and stuff like that. So where are they going to go when they want exposure to crypto? They're going to go to ETH because it's the only exposure they have. That and Coinbase. That's it. That's where they're going to go. So I'm taking a bet on that. Also, the one thing that they do have is they do have Base. Base is like unbelievable. The metrics on Base are absolutely incredible. Now, Base is basically a layer one. You can call it a layer one. It's a layer two on ETH, but it's a layer one. It's the most prominent layer one on ETH, and it's integrated into Coinbase. So it is like the on-ramp for retail investors in the United States. It is like the on-ramp. So that is, I mean, the fees are very low, 0.02. So Base is, for me, the future of Ethereum. I must agree, you can't really invest in Base. You can only invest in Ethereum. So for me, that's a good one. I am adding to my Phantom position. I did say this in Front Runners. Wait, hold on. Whoa. Hold the phone. We said today we would give away the ticket to Singapore to one of the people in Front Runners, right? If you're not already a member of Front Runners, you go here. You click here. You won't be accepted immediately, unfortunately, because we closed the waiting list. But from the time that you're accepted, you got 1 month to leave. If you want to leave, I'll refund you the money. Anyway, now going back to it, but you have to sign up using this link over here. Anyway, going back to it. I said today we'd select a winner to our banter party in Singapore. And so I have a list of a lot of people here in the Front Runners who actually applied to be part of it. Lots of people, lots and lots and lots of people. So there's 2,043 people. So just to be fair, I'm going to get a random number generator, random number picker. Okay, between 1 and 2,043. Now, you know that I can't be, like, this is Google. So I'm not the government, right? So I can't manipulate them into giving me the right answer. If I was Joe Biden, under the assumption that I was Joe Biden, right? Then what I could do is I could phone and say, listen, you know, hi, my wife is actually number 1,948. Please make sure the random number generator gives you number 1,948. Now, let's just see if I hit number. Let's see if I just hit generate. Let's see what happens. Ready? Generate. Number 263. But if I was Joe Biden, then the number would be different. You understand how it works, right? Yeah. It's if you're Joe Biden, it's different than if you ran Noina. Anyway, as it is, number 263, you're coming with us to Singapore, bro. Or bro or sis, I don't know. What do you call it? Okay, so 243, we're paying for your flight, we're paying for your accommodation for 3 days in Singapore. The username is Securus on Discord. If you are Securus on in Front Runners, you're coming with us to Singapore. Otherwise, I got a lot of hate for this tweet over here around meme coins. Lots of hate. I got the cabal phoning me last night. How dare you? How can you say such mean things around meme coins? But you do remember, guys, that I told you that the meme coin cycle was over. Remember that? Yeah, I'll play it for you. How about you guys? But I used to love playing meme coins. I don't enjoy meme coins anymore. Do you enjoy meme coins? Not anymore. Josh, do you enjoy meme coins? Not right now. No, not right now. No one's enjoying meme coins anymore. Mark my words, 6th of August, whatever was before, that was the top for meme coins. And now we start moving down. And the reality is that I'm not upset that we're moving down. You know why? So that was the 13th of August, you can see. And now look at when the top of pump.fun was at number 263. Oh, did I make a mistake? If I made a mistake, I have to go back. Hold on. If I made a mistake, I have to go back. Oh, it's 263. Shit. Okay. Bro, sorry, you don't get it. It's 263. Sorry, my bad. I made a mistake. The fact checkers have found the mistake. It's this number. Aaron Horrell. I don't know what the person's name is. 263. I made a mistake. This is the actual winner. Anyway, I told you guys that I think that it's the end of Pump.Fun, or at least the peak of Pump.Fun. That was August 13th. Look at the Pump.Fun chart. Look at the day high. August 13th. I told you, I felt that meme coins were not fun anymore because meme coins are a game of attention. Problem is that when attention is finite, in my tweet, and you should go and read this tweet. So what it says is, if you're playing meme coins, this is the most important tweet you'll read today. I keep seeing posts accusing meme coins of being spread amongst insiders and then referring them to them as the cabal. Now listen, if that upsets you, then you don't understand the meme coin game. So let's define the meme coin game. Memes are have nothing to do with memes. Memes are about attention. That's what it is. Memes are about where do we think the attention is going to go in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then how quickly do we think it's actually going to leave? What is attention? Attention is a function of the number of people in crypto that play memes and the amount of money they have. So if you take attention, you say, how many people do you have? Times how much money do you have? That's finite attention. Attention is finite. We're not getting more people into crypto. And in fact, attention is decreasing. The reason why attention is decreasing is because people go to the casino, lose money once, lose money twice. I'm not going to this casino ever again. So if you have an increasing number of coins launched every single day, which is above 20,000, and the attention remaining constant, the expected payout of playing meme coins actually goes down to zero. So if you're playing meme coins, you actually expect to lose all your money. And so by definition, there's less than one in a million chance that you will succeed through organic success. No meme coin ever succeeds through organic success. If you believe that Wurf and Pepe succeed through organic success, you don't know how the meme coin game is played. Meme coins are all about attention. Now let's define influence. Influence is defined as someone's ability to move attention from one place to another. How do you move attention from one place to another? You use your credibility times your reach. So if I've got a whole lot of reach but zero credibility, if I tell my followers to do something, they're not going to follow, right? But if I've got high credibility and high reach, then I'm going to channel people to go from one place to another. And so influencers use their influence to route attention to meme coins that will either increase their credibility. And how do they increase their credibility? By making their community rich or increase their wealth. So some influencers will say, you know what, I know I'm going to lose credibility, but hell, I don't really care because I'm going to make money. We're not like that, but a lot of people are like that. Influencers won't send you to a coin that they're not invested or interested in. I can almost guarantee you that. If an influencer is telling you to go and check a coin, it's because they're in it. And you know, listen, I understand. I tell you to go and look at Phantom because I'm invested in Phantom. And I'm not telling you because I want you to go and pump my bags. But if I feel good enough to invest, I'm going to tell you that that's why I'm investing. Devs know that influencers only talk about coins that they're actually interested in, right? And so if you want to get the influencers on your side, you got to get influencers into a coin early. And so what I want to highlight to you is that successful meme coins right now have very little to do with memes. And what it is, it's just a game of influence. It's influencers who move attention from one place to another. And remember, attention is defined as money times people. And they move attention from one place to another. And over time, influencers offload their bags onto communities. Now, some of these communities actually work, like Pepe and Wiff. I believe the majority of the influencers offloaded their bags. But that is what the game is about. I've never seen a meme coin other than Slurf, or maybe one or two others, that was successful organically. Slurf was successful because all of a sudden there was no influencers, no dev team and whatever else. And I don't even know, let's just actually see what the market cap of Slurf is. I don't even know if it's still successful. I know it was successful, but I don't know if it still is successful. 83 million, that's quite successful. Hats off to Slurf. Because of this. The most important part, guys, if you're playing meme coins, you know that's got nothing to do with memes. You know it's all got to do with the attention economy. That's all it is. That's what meme coins are. They're all about attention economy. And right now, the best way to move attention between one place and another is to use influencers. And so if you're buying a meme coin, you know that all you're buying is a game of hot potato where you're following your favorite influencers and you're hoping that they're not dumping their bags on you or that you can get out before they actually do it. That is the game of meme coins. The cabal don't want to hear it. Most people don't want to hear it. I told you, I've been telling you for a long time that this is the way that the game is played. And I think we need to set the record straight that if you're playing meme coins, you know what you're getting and they're not investments. They're just games. Anyway, One more reminder for this is an announcement to whales, right? This is an announcement for whales. So if you are a whale and you trade on and you want to open an account on Bybit using one of these links. Number one, you can win a Cybertruck in less than 25 days. Number two, if you deposit $100,000 into Bybit and you trade $8 million, you get a $5,000 rebate and your fees are $3,200. So you basically pay no fees and you get a $5,000 rebate. Okay, this is like a once-off thing. So do it. It's a once-off thing. Make sure that you actually do it before this thing runs out. Anyway, I'm going to go celebrate my birthday. Appreciate working on the birthday. Thank you, guys. I see a lot of happy birthday messages. Thank you, thank you, thank you. People are saying baked. Yes, we're having a spaces around baked tomorrow. What time is it tomorrow? It's after the show tomorrow. There's a big spaces around baked. If you go to baked... If you go to Bake Token, if you go to the Bake Token Twitter, you will see that there is a spaces booked for tomorrow. You see that? Time to get baked. Mega announcement. So that is tomorrow. We're having a spaces. Go and sign up. Join us tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm going to go and have some fun. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, stay safe, protect yourselves, and trade well, my friends.